another effort to create jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In just a few hours, we're going to get word from the Labor Department about first-time jobless claims. The unemployment issue is something Congress is trying to tackle before its holiday recess, a bill that would pump $154 billion into projects designed to create jobs passed the U.S. House last night. It's called the Jobs for Main Street Act, but Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports opponents call it unnecessary.
Not a single Republican voted for the bill, which would be funded in part by leftover TARP money instead of using it to reduce the deficit. The bill would extend unemployment benefits, send money to struggling state and local governments, and it would spend about $50 billion on infrastructure projects. Democratic Congressman James Oberstar predicted the benefits yesterday.
220,000 direct jobs on over 8,000 projects. 630,000 jobs and jobs in the supply chain, supplying asphalt and cement and pipe and concrete and culverts for this program.
Republicans called the bill a waste of money, but with unemployment at 10%, Democrats didn't want to return to their districts for the holidays without taking steps to address job losses. The bill now heads for the Senate, though it's not expected to be taken up until next year. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
World stocks are lower right now. Markets in Europe are off under 0.5%. Bank stocks leading the way down there. In Asia, the Nikkei and Hang Seng fell. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ added 0.25% or less. The Dow lost a little ground, off 10 points to close at 10,441. Bank of America's new CEO is being tapped from within the company ranks. Brian Moynihan will replace Ken Lewis at the first of the year. Up to now, Moynihan's headed up B of A's global wealth management business. Since the banking crisis, many financial companies have really cut those payrolls, and many of those former employees are still hurting, and they can't find work. Now, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, some are prepared to take whatever they can get.
Nearly 90,000 people have lost jobs in banking and finance since 2008, 10% of the total workforce. Many of them expected to be working again by now at comparable salaries. But reality has sunk in.
Listen, a lot of these people have been on the sidelines for quite some time, and they realize that they can't be too picky about compensation.
Skitty Von Stotti runs the online employment service OneWire. In a recent survey, the firm found that 80% of laid-off financial workers have been unemployed longer than they expected. Nearly 60% would now consider a lower-paying position. But they may not even have to, Von Stotti says.
It's getting to the point now where companies are beginning to compete again for talent.
This is especially true for new MBAs who've been in school during the worst of the crisis. Von Stotti says the top financial firms are offering $100,000 in base pay plus a $40,000 signing bonus. He says that's back to pre-recession levels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
We're in the waning days of the United Nations summit in Copenhagen. World leaders there trying to hammer out some kind of consensus on the issue of climate change. Marketplace is there with reporters covering those meetings. And we're looking at how the issue is affecting nations and corporations around the world. Take General Electric's Big Balancing Act. Make a profit, act environmentally responsible. Ann Condon is Director and Counsel for Environmental Health and Safety Programs for GE. She joins us from Copenhagen. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of companies are now seeing that being profitable and fighting climate change are not mutually exclusive. I mean, how can addressing environmental issues actually benefit a company's bottom line?
Well, I think at GE we have focused on increasing revenue from products that are more energy efficient or cleaner than other products. And the revenues from those have increased faster than in other segments.
Earlier this year, GE became one of the many companies to complain about the policies of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in opposition to climate change legislation. What would you guys like to see from the chamber and from other businesses here in the United States?
Well, I think what we've been talking about, and I am here with GE, obviously, but I also chair the Environment Committee for the United States Council for International Business, which is the U.S. delegate to the International Chamber of Commerce. And the message that we've been giving through that forum, which obviously represents many businesses, is that we need a clear direction from policymakers, and we need to do that in a way that reflects obligations on the part of all the major emitting parties, or otherwise we end up with a very unfair arrangement, which will then lead to potentially trade sanctions, which we think is a very bad idea.
So how do you want to see this end? I mean, what do you want to see come out of Copenhagen?
Well, I think what we'd like to see come out of Copenhagen is a clear direction that the governments of this world are committed to continuing to tackle the climate change challenge and to put in place in their national legislation the kind of policies and measures that are, for example, under discussion in the U.S. Senate right now, have been adopted by the EU in their climate and energy package and are being talked about in jurisdictions around the world.
Well, Ann Condon, Director and Counsel of Environmental Health and Safety Programs over at GE, we thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
And be sure to check out Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today. We're going to have more coverage from the UN Summit on Climate Change in Denmark. And finally, people in Hawaii might want to find something more native to the state to decorate this holiday season. That's because traditional Christmas trees are scarce. It's expensive to get trees from the U.S. mainland to Hawaii. Shipping costs are upwards of $20 a pop. And many vendors cut back on their stock because they were afraid the economy would sap sales. Hey, check us out online at our website, marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us there as well. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.